Now we're going. I think when it comes to talking to the general public and getting the general public to respond favorably or unfavorably to something, then you've got to get into slogans, you've got to get into simplistic presentations, and look at the Constitution of 1963. I mean, we adopted a new Constitution in this state in 63, and a lot of good work was accomplished by that convention. And a lot of, there were excellent people in that convention, and they did a lot of very fine things through the art of compromise and persuasion and whatever else. When it came down to it, the people voted on a new constitution in 1963, and they didn't vote on the specifics of the judicial article, whatever. They voted on, conceptually, did they feel that we needed a new constitution? Was the old one sufficiently described as horse and buggy so that the new one was modern and streamlined and so on? And the as Romney went around the state, we're going to have only 19 executive departments. We're going to streamline state government. It's going to be cheaper. It's going to be more efficient. It's going to serve you better. They went with that as the conceptual notions to why they approved the new Constitution, not article by article and line by line, how did it improve our form of government. And the same thing is true about a nonpartisan primary election system. I don't think that the general public, if you were to run a referendum on that subject, maybe they'd fly with it if you could create an ad campaign that would simplify the issue. But by and large, those are the kinds of things that ought to be included in a convention setting where there's competent representatives working out these problems. That should have been solved in 63. It wasn't.
Let me take another fly at the subject. I live in the same place for 20 years. It's in Lansing Township. A bunch of tennis courts down at the end of the block. They're deteriorating, going to hell. I politely call attention to, was it then Phil Pittenger and then various others since then. And when I finally get to talk to somebody, and they say, oh, well, you got to come out to the township meeting. Well, I go out there. And I discover that this isn't the township product at all. They say, well, we got grant money for that, free money from Washington. And we can't do anything about it. We can't wedge, $400 to paint the lines, to do anything like that. We're not in a position to do that. Now, if we could only get some grant money, if we only get somebody to give us a gift or a citizen, I don't know what. Bicycle paths are coming out of Washington. I used to, in the early days of my residence there, people would knock on the door once in a while. Guy'd say, well, I'm the your committeeman. And, we've got an election coming up. Just want to see if you were satisfied with the way your problems are being handled. And I'll be coming around later on when it's time. That doesn't happen anymore. What I'm trying to say is there something, is the system, something about the way the system has decayed or deteriorated or changed. Has this got a lot to do with it, or am I just, picking out some insignificant little straws flying through the wind?
No, I think it's an important fact. I think there's been a lot of de-communitizing of our society, of our culture. Certainly, you just drive into any community today. Look at the way they're developed. I mean, you have the Strip and the McDonald's and so on. You have how many people you talk to your age or my age who say, well, how's your kids, your family? Well, I've got four kids, and this one's in California, and that one's in South Dakota, et cetera, et cetera. The sense of community and of people taking roots and having roots, I think, has changed. Looking to the national government for the solution of everything, and the willingness and readiness of the national government to spend money for local projects, to legislate in local affairs, has been from the days of Franklin Roosevelt a growing proposition in this country. So, I think the nationalization of government and the weakening of local communities, which were held together by churches, et cetera, that are all coming unglued, is all part of the package you're talking about.
Okay, well, I didn't probably took too much of it.
But so Romney asked me to run for the Supreme Court in 66. I did. Let me do this if I can.
Yeah, sure.
I'd like to just talk a little bit about that campaign.
Good.
And then I want to talk about the first thing that happened when I went on the Michigan Supreme Court. And at that point, I can sort of stop. No, thanks. The campaign, as I say, began with a series of luncheons that I held down in Detroit in which I criticized the Chief Justice. Over the next couple of months, it became Brennan versus Kavanaugh, Kavanaugh versus Brennan. Brennan says this about Kavanaugh, Kavanaugh says this about Brennan, et cetera, et cetera. And Otis Smith got lost in the shuffle. And it happened that I ended up coming in second, Smith came in third, and I was elected.